United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan met today with the Taliban foreign minister, but failed to win an agreement to halt the destruction of historic religious statues in Afghanistan. The Taliban official said the statues would be destroyed to discourage idolatry. They include two towering Buddhas in the country's Bamiyan province. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
For more than a week, the status of the Bamiyan Buddhas has been unclear. Taliban officials said last weekend that demolition of the 3rd and 5th century relics was underway, but work was halted midweek for the Muslim festival of Eid. On Thursday, however, the work continued despite protests from the international community, which urged the Taliban to reconsider. On Friday, the United Nations General Assembly voted to condemn the Taliban decision. Before his meeting today with the Taliban foreign minister, Secretary General Annan reiterated the international community's displeasure with the Taliban's edict.
There's enormous international concern over the decision of the Taliban leadership to destroy historic relics and monuments in Afghanistan, which are the common heritage of mankind.
But Wakil Ahmed Mutawakil, the Taliban's foreign minister, emerged from his meeting with Secretary General Annan unconvinced. He told reporters that while the Taliban's intent was not to offend, the decision to destroy the statues was based on Islamic principles and irreversible. We acknowledge that these statues are part of Afghanistan's cultural heritage, Mutawakil said, but anything that contradicts our religion will be destroyed. This issue is totally an internal religious matter, he said. Mutawakil said the demolition was proceeding, but had been delayed in part because the statues were proving to be especially difficult to bring down. Earlier, a Taliban spokesman in Kabul had stated that the demolition of the two statues, remnants of Afghanistan's pre-Islamic past, was more than 80% complete and would soon be over. Other reports in the past week suggest that hundreds of smaller statues all over the country have been destroyed as well, including a large number in the National Museum in Kabul. None of these reports can yet be independently confirmed. The Taliban has not allowed outsiders access to any of the demolition sites. There was no immediate reaction from Secretary General Annan after today's meeting with the foreign minister. Annan is meeting tonight with Pakistan's military leader, Pervez Musharraf. For Rakhal Das Sengupta, the prospect of the Bamiyan statue's destruction is especially troubling. As director of the Archaeological Survey of India's Conservation Wing, Sengupta spent 9 years restoring the Buddhas in the 1970s, an undertaking he calls the experience of a lifetime, one that now seems wasted.
Now that it is gone, it will be a very sorry affair, not only to me alone, to the whole mankind, because nowhere you can find such statues standing on the ancient trade route called Silk Route.
Foreign Minister Mutawakil says he wishes the international community would pay more attention to the plight of Afghanistan's people than its statues. Hundreds of thousands of Afghans have been made homeless by civil war and a drought now entering its third year. UN officials acknowledge funding for Afghan relief is getting harder to come by. Donor fatigue and anger at the Taliban's treatment of women and strict interpretation of Islam haven't helped. The destruction of the statues won't either. And if the statues have been demolished, says the Indian Archaeological Survey's Rakhal Das Sengupta, there is no hope of restoring them.
All we have, chunks of stones. Now, how to put them together? We do not know where which piece would go. It is lost to history, to mankind. The tall image on road is no more. It's only found in the books, like that.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.